This is Russell Gibson for Black Star Radio. I have Kate online. Kate works at the Community Health Centre in Napranum. I have contacted Kate to give us some insight to what is happening up in Napranum with this monstrous storm looming over Cape York. How are you, Kate?
Hey, how you going?
I'm very well, thanks, Kate. How is Napranum doing at this point in time?
Napranum's quite wet at the moment. From a clinic perspective, we're still business as usual at the moment.
And you have no power outages?
No, we have a generator with backup power at the clinic, so we're still running.
Kate, the news have been televising there will be in excess of 100 kilometre winds accompanying this cyclone. Has that caused any problems for the residents of Napranum?
It has been quite windy. I couldn't tell you how much wind we're getting, but it is, you know, quite a lot more than usual.
Kate, with the storms at the doorsteps of Napranum, have the council enacted their emergency response procedures?
We're following both the Aboriginal Shire Council emergency cyclone procedure as well as the Queensland Health procedures. So that, from a clinic perspective, that's what the council's done with us, given us the procedure.
And in regards to the Queensland Health procedure, would you be able to just enlighten us just a bit about what sort of procedures that you guys need to go through?
It's mainly procedures regarding the preparedness of the clinic in getting ready for an upcoming cyclone or emergency, and how we handle the recovery afterwards.
And now for the listeners in Napranum, if the community is to have another power outage and what have you, mm-hmm. is there any other numbers that they can actually contact other than the SES?
The clinic is still running, so they can still call the clinic number, which is 406974 59, or if it is in a case of an emergency, to call 000.
And have you personally prepared yourself for the cyclone, Kate?
Yes, I spent yesterday afternoon getting my house ready.
Is it okay if I ask what you have done in order to prepare yourself?
Just got all loose items out of my yard and packed things under the house and brought boats and quads and vehicles and like that kind of thing closer to my house.
Well, Kate, look, thank you very much for participating in this interview. It's much appreciated because it is very important that we get local content that's actually happening on ground. And on behalf of Black Star Radio, Kate, I'd like to say thank you for your participation.
No worries, anytime.